Sam Bugler is one of the Owatonna Homecoming Court. And Sam, what's your reaction to being part of the festivities this coming week in Owatonna?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm very honored that I was selected to be part of it.
The activities that are lined up, are there some that stand out for you, or how do you feel about what people have come up with for things to do, even with the restrictions, in order to do this annual celebration?
I'm really happy we're still able to do stuff. I'm looking forward to the movie night, and especially the cruise down Maine on Friday next week. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I just am happy we're getting to have some type of homecoming this year.
Now, is it the movie itself, the Goonies, that has you excited, or just the chance to be with your fellow classmates in kind of a setting like that?
You know, it's a bit of both. I do love the Goonies.
And then as far as the cruise, what stands out about that? What are you liking about what's coming up on Friday night, October 2nd, for the cruise?
Well, it's just going to be a good community event, because we're just all going to be there driving around, getting to be with friends and have sort of the experience of the homecoming parade, but just from a different perspective.
Sam, what activities are you involved at, extracurriculars, clubs, what have you, at OHS?
Well, I'm in concert band, marching band, pep band, jazz band, and I do choir and carolers, and I also do a lot of the theater shows at the high school.
Okay. Where do things stand for band and singing and things of that sort? Where do they stand, or what have you been able to do so far?
So far, we've been able to, for band, we've been practicing in the auditorium 12 feet apart from everybody so we can play songs. And then for choir, we've been in the choir room 6 feet apart with masks on, working on different songs and that kind of stuff.
And do you know what's laid out this year for theater? I think you mentioned theater. Do you know what Owatonna will be looking to do with regard to that?
Yeah, I at least know the fall play. We're going to do a radio play, okay. And it's Dracula, a comedy, of terrors, I think is what it's called. So it's going to be a different take on Dracula.
Okay, is it a little too early to say how people will be able to watch it, if it'll be streamed or those sorts of things? Or is that something you know right now?
I know it's going to be streamed. I don't know. It's, I think, the second week of November. I'm not entirely sure how yet.
Okay. Well, we'll watch for details on that. Sam, when you hear the term hybrid learning, what do you think of, or do you cringe, or what does it all mean to you?
I mean, I cringe a little bit, but I'm just very happy it's not completely distanced, because it's very nice to be able to see people and at least have a little bit of actual school during this time.
And Sam, what's your plan after high school?
I'm going to go to college. I'm not entirely sure where yet. I'm not sure what I'm going to study.
Okay. Well, good luck getting those things all in order. And Sam Bugler, congratulations to being part of Homecoming. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.